tried to do in the film is, you know, this my film is a film that has quite a lot of darkness in it, really. And, you know, I show you the difficulty he had with the survivors interviewing Abraham Bomber, and then I show you the difficulty he had with the Nazis resulting in him getting beaten up, and then I show you the difficulty that he has, you know, when he talks about his brush with death when he nearly drowned and how he was, you know, prepared to just let the sea take him on one level. And then after that, you know, I show you the De Beauvoir Sartre footage. I try to offer some relief. Like, what was Claude's support network in these years that he was making the film? You know, Simone de Beauvoir was my best friend, he said, you know, and when I had doubts and difficulties, you know, we would talk, and she greatly supported me, she greatly encouraged me. And what the line he says, Sam, she never let me lose hope, never. You know, I think it's a really, I think it's really powerful to be able to show that, you know, that he had this support network, and that his support network was Simone de Beauvoir, you know. And for me, it was a great moment when I was able to find footage of them together. You know, footage of young Claude and Simone de Beauvoir smoking and flirting in Sartre's apartment.
Yeah, because that in itself is incredible.
In itself is incredible footage to have. I mean, when I set out to make the film, I knew that there were photos of them. I'd seen those photos that you see in the film. So I thought, okay, there'll be photos of Claude and Simone together, but there won't be any video. And what I'll do is I'll just use some footage of de Beauvoir to illustrate her whilst he's talking. So I found this documentary on YouTube of all places, and I'm watching it through. It's about, you know, half an hour in. And I, you know, de Beauvoir's there talking, and I see this, you know, I hear this voice, and I think, ah, that kind of sounds a bit like Claude, you know, that voice. And then I see this guy, you know, with these horn-rimmed glasses and the side party, and I think, ah, that kind of looks a bit like Claude. And then I just, because he wasn't credited on it, and I just had this moment where I was like, oh my God, that's Claude. That's Claude and Simone smoking and flirting in Sartre's apartment. And later in the film, you see Claude talking with Sartre, you know, about refusing the Nobel Prize. So to have that footage was just a real joy to find, you know, to be able to show them. I think it adds a little something to the film. You know, it gives him an extra historical context. It shows how he was a part of these Parisian mandarins in the 1960s, you know, Camus and Sartre and de Beauvoir, and how he was a part of that circle, you know.